If you look at that thing when it goes up, those boosters, I was listening other night, and I'm intrigued by things. If there's one thing I would like to see, I would love to see that thing take off one time. That's awesome. It is. Nothing burns. It uses every 3 seconds 500,000 pounds of fuel. And she roars like a Viking. Within 2 minutes, that thing doing 2,000 miles. The Challenger just came back 5 days. 5 days out there. When I heard that, I said, that's unreal. 5.5 million miles in 5 days. Every 1 hour, 15 minutes, it goes around the earth. That's not even comprehensible, is it? If you're not impressed with that, something twisted in your mind. I'm impressed with that. You say what you want to. That's impressive. If you'd have seen that Tower of Babel, you would have been impressed too. The book of Yasha teaches about that. So when a brick or block would fall, then they would cry. It would take years to get supplies just to 1 point to keep building. When a man fell, they shouted. Sacrifice to the gods. Hallelujah. So the earth is given over unto the hands of the Rasha. Mr. Bush is a Rasha. He is of the mindset, forget about the Club of Rome, the Illuminatis. That's small fry. Do you understand? There's a kingdom power that rules above the Hashemayams, the heavens. And the ruler of that throne is Shaitan, we call Lucifer. And he doesn't rule in this little small incremental stage like man does. And there are only a few that he made himself known to. Did not Yahshua, when he got up out of the grave, did he not make himself known but to a few? Was it only a few that he would establish the power of the living Torah in them, that this is the directive from Yah? So does Shaitan. He does the same. He sits down. Did he not eat with him? Did he not eat with the 12 Shalishim before he ascended? Did he not give gifts unto men? And so does this world of hell. He sits down with them and he eats and they die. You don't have to believe. Oh, that's mythical, preacher. I know. I know it's mythical. So is the air too. But it's air, isn't it? So it's a space out there too. How far? I don't know. Even man doesn't know that. That's mythical too. Because you cannot determine the depths of it. He sits down. These Britney Spears whores and let their trash. He spits at that. He spits at these Jezebel floozes. Boo answers. He said, a dog. He would not even allow a hole like that in his presence. They're filth. Trash to him. They're just puppets. He uses them to corrupt even the greater. He would spit on Abu and say, tucked whore, cut here, cut there, lipo here, lipo there. If you're kind of drug imaginable, greedy cow, just quit, stop being greedy. Don't get quiet on me. Hallelujah. He spits on things like that. She would not even be in an entourage of his. But there are men that he personally, he sits down. And he talks to them. Hallelujah. And they dispense that power throughout the whole world. What is he in this nation? That's the same thing in Kenya, in Nairobi, in Slovakia, in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. It's the same thing. Iran, Iraq. Well, we have freedoms. You have nothing. You have nothing. Slaves here. We're driven. Oppressor. Oppressors. The Siddiqa. So that's why you shout and rejoice. Well, I don't believe it says that in the book, preacher. Let me read on. It says, David says here in 1 Samuel, Samuel 24. 1 Samuel 24:13. My brothers and sisters, I want to tell us something to the Torah and to the testimony of Yahshua. We must have that. If I do not speak according to that, It is because there is no light in me. If I do not speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua, there is no light or there is no revelation of the power of Yah in me at all. Man must speak according to that. And David, as he gives instructions unto Shaul, he says in 1 Samuel 24:13. He says, as it says in the Mishli, the proverb of the ancient, listen now, wickedness risha. It is a wickedness. Listen, my brothers and sisters. What David is saying here, this wickedness, is this risha, it proceeds from wicked. From wicked to wickedness. But my hand shall be upon you. Now this is Yah talking to Israel. 1 Samuel 24:13. He says, as it says in the Mishkli, the proverb ancient, wickedness, rasha, proceed from the wicked. Are there wicked men that ruling? Does it say in Eob that the wicked, that the world has been given in the hands of the wicked? Come on, my brothers and sisters, if I'm going wrong, show me. That's all I want. Does it say that in the book of Eob? So if that is the case, then what comes out of the wicked man? Wickedness. Wickedness, wickedness, wickedness. That's what comes out. You're not going to get tough out of a wicked man. You don't give your daughters over to a wicked professor that's perverted and corrupt. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. Man with the mind of Yahshua, there's nothing impossible for him. So what it is. Hallelujah. They train your daughters to be rebellious. And Yah said, you bring them up in the fear of Yah that they will be wise. Hallelujah. That they'll be a representation of the kingdom. Beyonce trains her to be a whore, to sleep with every Jazzy Z and Willie Big Bell and Big Daddy Morock and Morock the Tank Dog Kane and Kane the Big Daddy Rock Thrower. Hallelujah. The names are twisted because they're twisted. Morock the Big Daddy Thumper. What is that? Come on. Well, I've never heard of him, neither have I. But if one was in here, they would pick that up. Mo Daddy, the Big Daddy Thumper. That's a laptop. He gives us name David that represents the apple of Yah's eye. Hallelujah. Names are no important. Lies. That's why these little Jezebels have had the babies and named this in Shomoka, Shoneka. This is Roshana and Rokuka. What is that, honey? I never forget one day. Of course, I was an ignorant, zealous young man, about 23 years old, 24, 25. And as I was studying, there was two little girls. They were about 15 years old, both of them twins. The mother was 30. If she was 30, she may have been about 28, 29. I'm telling you all the truth. And so both of them holding babies, and I said to them, of course, in my bodacious way, I said, whose babies? Oh, this is my baby. So, whose is that one? Oh, this is my twins. I said, where's your mother? I'm their mama. Okay. I said to one, what is the baby's name? Oh, the baby's name, now I'm just using this. Roshaka Mobanka Bobuka. I said, what does that mean? His daddy's name is Big Baba, so I did it with the Buka, and they represent Big Baba, Buba, and they make Roshanka. She was just a little rumpy, you know, and my grandmama's name was Rosie Bell, so Roshanka. The mindset is twisted. It's of hell. It's birth from hell. Why? Because Satan has always tried to destroy the name. The name. He has to destroy the name. Because only with the name is our heritage assured. Without the name, we have no heritage. What is Roshanka Papaka? That doesn't even make sense. I know, because she didn't even make sense at that age with a baby. See, that's the power. Wickedness comes out of the wicked.
You take a wicked man's advice, you're going to fall, my friend. You seek out a man that is Shadika. Well, how do I know he's righteous? Because first thing he will do is judge you. So shut your mouth, man. Woman, you have a Jezebel spirit. Why don't you act like a daughter to Zion? And Joseph, you submit unto the authority of Yah. That's what you do, woman.
Well, you just gonna talk to me that way? With that's your problem.
Oh, Yah's gonna talk that way. Hallelujah! He talks this way from the book. So David said to his son, he said, "I'm telling you, you turn away from the Torah of Yah, wickedness is gonna come out of you. Wickedness proceeds. This rasha, it proceeds from the wicked." And so if the world is given over into the hands of the wicked, Mr. Bush, is he wicked? He's wicked. Well, we're going after Mr. Obama. He's a wicked, diabolical prostitute of hell. Well, he ought to give the people that are dark-skinned like him some kind of pride. I have no pride. Pride go before fall and haughtiness before destruction. Obama doesn't give a damn about you or anyone else. He serves the powers that be, and he must fall prostrate and submit unto them. Wickedness comes out of the wicked. Mr. Bush was going to clean up this thing we call the White House, wasn't he? A lying, booger-eating dog from hell. Clinton was a prostitute, sleeping with everything. Jimmy Carter was just a little funny man, a little peanut head man. Reagan was this cowboy in this false delusional world. You can say what you want to. No different. I heard Mr. McCain says I hope that Mr. Fidel Castro goes to meet what's his name soon, the orchestrator of communism. Not Mao Zedong. What's his name? Karl Marx. I hope he goes to meet him soon. I say, is that amazing? This is a fool. Now he may go meet Karl Marx before Mr. Fidel. Mr. Fidel say, you dogs are not going to rape our daughters and take advantage. He kicked the swines out. That's why he rose up. Sheikh Shivara said, we're not, you have oppressed us, you have robbed, you've taken our, you brought us here, and you've worked us on the plantations for nothing, and you're coming out of this place. And yet in this wicked nation, because we are wicked as hell, and yet you love the Chinese goods that they buy. I went in that dollar store, I said, Sister Robert, that's all right, but buck. I'd never been in that thing. The one there in Monroe. I was looking for the little things that you carry. You can't carry on the airplane little ounce bottles. And they had, you could get 5 or 6 for $1 with all, say a dollar. I spent $13 in there. $1? Made in China. The unemployment there is so horrific. People are poor and dying. And they invest billions of dollars here. See, the wicked men, that's just wickedness. The wicked always oppress. That's why there's an oppressive spirit in this nation. Because wicked men control it. Your daughter's coming, what's wrong? I don't know. How did school go? I don't know. Husband, come on. How was your day? Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. Mama comes home. How was your day, huh? What's wrong? It's an oppressive. There's nothing that comes out of the wicked but wickedness. What about is Russia? How do you know it's Russia? When they reject Torah. When they dispute, when they harden their hearts against the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua. You know that they are wicked. For if I speak not according to the Torah and the testimony, then the light or the revelation of this power of Yah and Yahshua, it is not in me. If I just speak according to the Torah, then the testimony is not there. If I just speak according to the testimony, the Torah is not there. I must speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua. I must speak that way. If I don't speak that way, then the light is not in me. It's not in any man, not in anyone. So wickedness comes forth out of the wicked man. This rasha, this mindset that defies Yah, that Yah is despicable to them. They hear the name, I was brought up this way. I don't hear that. We try to find ways to appease them. To hell with them. To hell with them. I say it that way. Let them go to hell. That's what Yah's going to say. Depart from me, you workers of your foul iniquity, your total lustness. He said, depart from me, you children of hell. In hell you shall lift up your... To hell with them. Well, that's mom. To hell with mama. Not that hell with daddy. He's going to save you, Sarah. I was thinking this morning, as Vander Horn, he would often say, as I thought about it, the tears began to build in my eyes. He would say to us that the Ahava, the love, is more than just words and expression. When I thought about it this morning, it was more real today than it was the last time I said it. But he would say it like this in action. It is a performance. So when you love, when we truly Ahava Yah, that's a performance of His Torah, His Mitzvah in us. And same thing amongst one another. You understand? Well, because we have given our minds over unto the control of the wicked, then our minds, then what comes out of us is wickedness. We think wicked. We think against Yah, not having a mind for Him. Our minds are against Him. Our thoughts are against Him. We think more on elementary things and trinkets and things that add no dimension to our lives, that they dominate our thought process and our desires, and not walking in the power of His truth. So out of wicked men, the only thing that comes is wickedness. And if the world is given over unto the wicked, now those two add up, right? I laid down a line in the beginning from Bildad, Eob line. Then I laid down a line from David, from Shamu, as he spoke unto Shaul. So the lines are adding up, right? 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Right? We're going to finish. We're going to have a complete perfection here today. I may not go but with 7 scriptures. 7 places. How about that? It's much to this. I can't complete it all in one day. You can't complete it all in 50 messages. I simply want to open up your understanding that you may begin to dig into the depths of this book to find the gems and the jewels of Yah, that your love may be blessed and that you may rejoice in the fatness of Yeshua and shout hallelujah. And then, when you come before Him, there are words of Todah. And you just cannot stop. You come before Him with songs and singing and rejoicing. Hallelujah. This thing is real to me. And every day becomes more real. Because I'm closer to death now than I was last night. I said to Sister Roberts, I didn't get to bed until 1:45. I don't talk to people on the Shabbat. After the sun goes down Friday, usually. But that's it. But I received an email, brother, and he said, please, you know, Pastor, will you call me? Call this number. When I called the number, his recording came on. I hung up. 2 seconds later, bam! He knew it was Pastor Roberts. Called right back. And we talked. I said to Sister Roberts, she didn't even know I had come to bed. I said, I didn't come to bed until 1:45. When I looked, I said, man, it's 1 a.m. in the morning here. He's up, and he was not ready to hang up. He said, Pastor Robert, you say some things that I don't understand it, but I listen to it. But you sure put it out there. Sure, it must be laid out. We've had enough of this watered-down trash. That's why we're weak the way. We got to get this stuff out of us. We've been anemic. We got rickets. Our bones are not strong. We got to let the sun of Tzedekah shine upon us. Shine on us, Yeshua. Shine on Israel. Let the light of Yahweh, Yeshua, shine on Israel. We need that light to shine on us. Oh, shine. Yeshua, shine on us. Shine the light of heaven upon us. Let the truth of Yah shine upon Yisrael. Let the truth shine. That's the light. That's the entrance into our life. Hallelujah. Now go back to Eob. Hallelujah. Job 16. It says in Eob 16, as Eob began to express his case, how deplorable, how wicked, how perverse he is. He says in Eob 16:11, Yahweh has delivered me. He said, Yahweh has delivered me to the just men. To what? You tell me that Yah has delivered me to the unjust, the perverse one? Are we under the kingdom of America's ruler? And they tell us that democracy is better than ice cream, do they not? And yet they're trying to force feed this damnable form of suppression, oppression, and brutality upon every nation. How do I know it's that? Because, my friends, you can't sit here like jackasses and think not with America when those came to this nation. They slaughtered, they butchered, they enslaved, they broke down, they burned, they robbed, they took. That is democracy. And so in order for it to happen in Iraq, Iran, they must destroy. That is the truth, people. They must destroy. They must break down. They must kill. They must go and take control of everything. Wickedness comes out of wicked men. Mr. Bush is wicked. Condoleezza Rice is a wicked Jezebel. That's what she is. Well, she ought to give some sense of pride to you people of color. Well, you colored folks, let her give you some sense of pride. She gives me no emotional gyration at all. She's a wicked thing. Sure she is. Hallelujah. She told this Buddha woman that was in exile 5 years, go back to Pakistan. And now they blame Mr. Musharraf. Not that he is any less wicked than Bush. Birds of the same feather, they flock together. Mr. Bush doesn't sit down and dine with low-class people like what they think we are. We're in the higher echelon of class. How do I know that? Because He chose Israel. He elected Israel. Listen to me. Hold up. I like this, and I'm going to preach this one day. One of your brothers preach it. I don't care. He elected us because he wanted to make us a special people to heal. To hell with Bush. To hell with Sarkozy. To hell with Putin. I'm special. To hell with them all. Israel is special people. That's all right coming out the mouth of Yah. He said you're special. Not that you were greater. He said, but you're special to me. And that's what Israel. Mr. Bush ain't special. He's a pervert. Obama, all of them. Jesse Jackson, all of them. They're corrupt, wicked men. For the old Lamb is given into the hands of wicked men. And what comes out of them is wickedness. Lies and death and stealing and killing and corruption. The soul comes out of them. Every last one of them. Used to be with a president that was some kind of standard. Even though they had their little secret dirt. No standard today. Bush was a cocaine. Clinton was a whole hopper from day one. Mr. Obama, he snorted his coke. And Hillary takes 10,000, turns it into 700,000. I'll give her 10,000 today. That's what we will do. Matter of fact, we give her 50,000. It just turned that into 200,000. That should be enough for us. Come on. These wicked people. There's a sore evil in the land. Mainly wages kept back by the owners to their own destruction. And so that's what this nation has done. Come on, they tax you like you're not even humans. They rob you. And Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, make some difference. Mr. McCain, once they get in there, they're going to have this universal world tax. And they're going to have a death tax. You can't even die in this country no more. Sure. They're going to have a mandate that they're going to mandate medical policy. That they're going to put this spirit in your sons and your daughters and these damnable derivatives that destroy their bodies to be broken down, to be dependent upon a system. Yah made us magnificently. And he gave us a dietary law. We obeyed it. We'll be healthy. We will prosper and be in good and tough health, even as our soul prosper in the Torah of Yah. And so raise up these serpents of hell to pollute your mind, to turn you away from the Emunah of Yah. You have no even Emunah to believe Yah. It's precious in the sight of Yah, the death of his kid Ocean. Ah, when a man or woman of Yah dies, he said, because we're special to him. So I'm waiting for the great marriage feast, all right? I don't want to sit down with Mr. Bush in the doghouse up there. Come here, what kind of dog in hell have slept there? The Rush Limbaughs and all the rest of them, hallelujah. The Hillary Clinton, the liberites and the neocons and the dogs from every stratosphere of the world. Perverts and all. They all have slept in the whole house up there. That's all, it's the whole house. In the hood, in the neighborhoods back in the days, you would know the house where the prostitutes were. Usually it was a big old house. Basically, it was a White House. So it's a whole house. I don't want to go down and dine with Mr. Bush. I want to sit down and sup with my Abba With Yahshua. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. I want to finish up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, Yahweh has delivered me to the unjust, the perverse one. And turned me over into the hand of the what? You tell me Yah has turned us over into the hands of the wicked? You have done that, Yah? For what? Why? Let me read the next verse. He says, I was at ease. And we've been at ease in Zion, right? Woe unto Israel! Those that are at ease in Zion. We've been at ease in Zion. He said, woe unto you. He said, I was at ease in Zion, but he has broken me asunder. You tell me Yah has broken? He's going to break you, Israel. You can cry all you want to. He's going to break you. He has broken me asunder. He has also taken me by my neck and has shaken me to pieces. For what? To set me up for his mark, for his target. He said, I'm trying to make you, Israel. So I've broken you. I've shaken you. Because I've set you up for my target, my mark. That's what Yah is doing. He has set us up to meet the mark. We'll press on to the mark and the high calling in Yahshua. We don't understand that because we have relegated Yah down to this sensual type of imaginative being that we have made up in our minds. But Eob said, you see how he progressed as things go in the text here. This is about halfway. What, 45 chapters in the book of Eob, or 48? He's nearly halfway there now. And yet he says, I understand Yah has broken me. He has shaken me. He has grabbed me by my neck. For what purpose? That I may meet his mark. We must meet the mark of Yah, brothers and sisters. And we cannot get to that mark without the shoft him of the judgment of Yah upon us. That's why it is frowned upon. That's why they tell you, judge not. Don't judge anyone. Last from hell. Yah tells us nowhere not to judge. He tells us not to cast our pearl before swines. And not to give that which is kadosh unto the dogs. Unless they turn, they run against you. How do you know what a dog is? Unless you make an assessment of a dog. How do you know what a swine is? And how could you make a judgment what is a swine? Unless you have made a judgment. We must. I'm not afraid to be judged by the judgment of the wicked. I want them to judge me because judgment corrects us. What hypocrisy. That's why they don't judge the children today. Children do what they want to, right? Sure it is. What a wise mother, a wise father, they judge him and say, boy, I told you not to do that. Give it a stick on it. And even all of his tears, he's not going to spare us because of our crying. And daddy put that thing on his butt. It makes him go back and think of the proverb that daddy taught him. And so y'all must take the rod. Every sound that he receives, has he received you today? He received me today. He scourges and he chasteth betimes. So you know when he receives you, he's putting something on your butt. Not something, something. As Granny would say, he's putting something on your butt. He's busting your butt back. Granny would say, take them pants down. When she got that raw, tender butt back there, you knew the next time not to do that. Yeah. That is right, Mother. You thought about that very diligently. She drop him, boy. Granny, believe it. Now drop that. And she would get that soft butt. Of course, no back. She said, that's all right. You can take it on the back. But that butt. And that's what Yah does. He get that soft spot. And he wear it out. And that's what he's doing to Israel. He's put the world in the hand of the wicked. That's why they oppress you. I will show you where they oppress you. It's in the book. They oppress you. They bear down on you. You don't even know how to turn sometimes. You can't sleep at night. This world it has insomnia. They can't even sleep. No rest. Why? Because they're wicked. There's no rest to the wicked. None whatsoever. You go to these large cities, the New York, the Baltimore, there's nobody rest in those cities. You go to Las Vegas, no one rests. In Miami, no one rests there. No rest to the wicked. No shalom. No shalom at all to the wicked. He gives shalom unto Israel. Yeah. So these things, brothers and sisters, Yah says, Eob says, it's that we may reach the mark. Hallelujah. That's all right by me. I can shout with that. That's all right. Hallelujah. That's strength there. That you got a mark set for me. The only way I'm going to make that, you've given this world to the wicked. Hallelujah. You read in the book of Tehillim, Psalms, David, you can see the much crying and the travailing, and yet he never forgot whom Yah was. Under the oppression of the enemy, and you can see in many places, whether his enemy, the wicked, they oppressed him. It runs concurrently in the Psalms of David. That's all he talks about. We haven't expected in, brothers and sisters. Yisrael has an expected promise, tikvah, a hope that fades not away. And the tikvah of Yah does not fade away. And that's why he's given it over to the wicked, that they may press us to see what is real. That's how we do it. When I was in the military, there were men that were not physically fit to endure the rigor. And so they put us through tests to see if we could endure the rigor. And those that could not endure the rigor, they fell off. And they fell back and they recycled them. And when they didn't make it a second time, they kicked them out. It was only those that were able. And they were able because they had a mindset. I'm certainly not going to let the boy from Miami outdo me. The boy from Philly, no way. He cannot outdo me. I'm the toughest man here. That was my mentality. You understand that? No, I didn't want to play second. Even if I felt a second, I didn't play second. Hallelujah. No, I wasn't shooting for third. I shot for one. I may have ended up 10th or 20th, but I still shot for one. Yah is going to make us ichat with him in Yahshua. Hallelujah. So we're shooting for the ichat. One. Like him. Hallelujah. He has taken us by our necks. And that's what this word does today. He's going to shake you. And that's what the word does, doesn't it? Shake me, Yah. And set his mark. He has set me up for his mark. Does it say that? He has set me up for his mark. Come on, brothers. His mark? That mark is not on the low end of the totem pole. There's a high calling and standard. It is based upon the Torah. So he has set up this evil government to set you up for his mark. It's not hard to gain the mark of the world. Come on, young daughters, you can go out and be a whore. That's the mark of the world. The world will know you. They will accept you in their social circles, even though they despise you and reject you. Come on, young men, you act like this generation of nincompoops, a twisted mind. They will accept you for the moment, and they will slit your throat when you turn your back. That's their mark. But the mark of Yah is a great mark. It is a special mark. And that mark is in Yahshua HaMashiach. So that affliction, that trial, this evil power that rules the world, it is that you may meet the mark of Yah. He set you up for that position to show all powers of hell. You will not have authority or power to rule in my mind or control the very Torah of Yah that operates in me. But it is operated by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahshua. We have a mark, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So he set us up for that. And I like that. I'd rather shoot for his mark and miss than to shoot for the world's mark and gain it. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world today and he loses his soul? And these whole houses are teaching them how to gain, are they not? They suppose that gain is the power of the enlightenment of the Torah of Yah in them. But it is not so, my friends. It is not so. He's given the world to the wicked that you may reach his mark. They are instruments of Yah to prod you and to keep your focus on him, to keep your mind on him. David says in Tehillim 12:8, he says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Do you all hear that? When the most corrupt men are exalted, then the wicked walk on every side of them. And that is just not wicked men. These are principalities and powers and rulers and powers of darkness that walk on every side of the vilest of men. When they walk contrary to the Torah, the Mishrah, the government of Yah. And we see that today in the politics, these wicked men. What is taking place in the spiritual realm, we see that, we see the very carbon copy in the natural realm. And we find these deluded men that are corrupt and vile. They're wicked and they are vile men. And their entourage of vile, greedy, doggish, wicked men. That's what they are. They're not men that love Yah. Because there's nothing that comes out of the wicked but wickedness. Well, my mother, she's wicked. Nothing comes out of her but wickedness. Well, Pastor Robert, that's my sister. It means nothing to Yah. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? And they that hear the word of Yah. And they that do the will of Yahweh. We just have our priorities mixed up. Not based upon the Torah teaching of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. It's not based upon that. Go back to Eob 21. Hallelujah. For I said that Eob is the epitome of the assembly of Israel. The very afflictions and trials that shall try Israel. And she shall come forth with a robust, powerful statement that the mark is accomplished. Is that not what the government of this beast power is trying to do? Is it not setting us up for the mark? Whereby you cannot buy or sell without the mark. Is it not doing that? So Yah is setting us up for the mark. And there's a high calling that we have. We have that we are special unto Yah. Don't ever let the world take that from you. And that's what the world is doing. He has elected Israel because Israel is special, a special people for him. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Eob chapter 20 verse 7, Why do the wicked, the Rasha, live, become old? Yes, are mighty, they are gabah in power and in strength. Why? Why do they get old? Why do they prosper? Why do they, their strength seems never to be abated? But they're strong even in the death. Their power will resonate even in the death. Their policies, what they've instituted. Why is that, Yah? What has he done? He's done that for a purpose. He let them get old. That's why he warns us to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. While the evil days, you get old, the evil days. When the evil days come and you take no pleasure in them. It's one thing that an old one, when they get old, they ought to take pleasure in the days. They take pleasure because they know they're going to meet, as the old folks with their maker. Oh, you're going to meet him one day. And I tell you all, you're going to die. Hallelujah. Don't worry about suicide. Don't be a fool. Just let the process carry. But you're going to die. That's a fact. You're going to die. That little pretty baby is going to die. That one that's on mother's nipple is going to die. It is an appointment unto man. Once to die. And then rejoicing, judgment. Mishpatim. The judgment that only Yah can bring forth with preciseness. So the wicked, we see they seem like they live long, don't they? They have much. They have power. They have everything in the world. Yes, it does. So wicked preachers that take advantage of the people. Rob. Destroy homes. And even in their old days, they're still wicked. Hallelujah. And you look at that and say, why? Well, Yah tells us why in the 30th verse of the same chapter. He said, that's all right. He said that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. He makes them fat for the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of Yahweh's wrath. Now that's what Yah is going to do with the wicked. He's going to destroy them. Eob 31:3 is not destruction to the wicked and strange punishment to the workers of iniquity. You tell me that destruction is appointed unto the wicked. That's why Yah has set up governments that are wicked. And what comes out of the governments is governments are wickedness. That's all comes out. Wickedness. Their policies are wicked. Their practices are wicked. What they do, everything they do is wicked. Wicked. It has no law. Nothing is governed at all. For he is setting them up for the kill, as I would say. He's setting them up for the big boom. And he's going to lay the hammer upon the wicked. He has set us in the midst of this, that our minds will be turned to his truth, his Torah. We understand what he is doing. And that we will not be moved away from that, but our minds will be stable and steadfast. For we have confidence in his truth, in the word of Yah. This is a wicked generation. The world is wicked. They don't know the Ahava. They don't love you. They don't love your sons and your daughters. They don't love you. This is a false world. Their actions are false. Their speech, their attitude is just false. It is. There's nothing genuine there. So Yah says to Israel, I want all of my essentials, my qualities, to be amplified in you. That's why he tells us to greet one another with a kadosh kiss. That's difficult, isn't it? Because we're full of flesh, we have enmity against what Yah commands. We don't like what he tells us to do. That's the truth. We like doing things our way. And there's a way that seems right unto us. But the end of that way is destruction. And that's what he's going to do with the wicked. He's fattening them up to destroy them. And he's going to bring them down to the belly of hell. And he is going to destroy the wicked workers of deceit and corruption. Dawid says in Tehillim 55:1. I want to show you something here. Because the wicked, you will know the fruit of the wicked. You know that this government is a wicked government. Tehillim, Psalms 55, verse 1. He says unto Yah, give your ear unto man to feareth my prayer. Hear me, O Yah. And he says to Yahweh, do not hide yourself from my cry, my supplication. Verse 2, attend, pay attention, attend, observe your attention upon me and hear me. He said, I mourn in the midst of my derision, my complaint, and I make a noise. He said, because of the voice of the enemy, of the Rasha, the wicked, because of the oppression, the Akhan of the wicked. That's what the wicked does. Even your wicked thoughts oppress you, brothers and sisters. Will you allow your mind to become ruler by the wickedness of your thoughts that are not based or governed by the Mishnah, the Torah of Yah? Did you become oppressed? You press down. You can't get up. You sense that. Nobody's going through what you're going through like hell. The whole world, everybody is in derision. They're toiling. Well, you don't understand, I have no husband. How many women you think got husbands? They have no man to comfort. Your comfort is Yahshua. Abiding under the law, the Torah of Yah. You could be in India without a husband. Living on the street with a plastic sheet. Can't even eat. This is a damnable wicked generation. This nation is the cauldron of all wickedness. She's a wicked nation. She's a vile nation. America's a vile nation. So don't we see the most wicked of men walking with this nation? We will see Mr. President Bush comes out with Mr. Omar. They rock and tore up that country of Lebanon. You cannot even be the prime minister in Lebanon unless you are a Shiite. You cannot be the president. You cannot be the president unless you're a Shiite Christian. You must be a Christian. Have it wrong. You cannot be the prime minister unless you're a Shiite. Now these are what laws that this nation oppose upon other nations. And so you will see Mr. Bush comes out to do his little presentation and the most wicked of men and the most cruel governments of Kim in China or in Korea. And all these men serenade with him and they pump it up, don't they? They show them royal treatment. When the vilest of men are in power, then the most wicked men stand by them. The most wicked men. He will go to these nations and promote their lies of democracy. And China oppresses their people. poverty there, it is beyond abject poverty. A young little nation over here called Cuba, because Mr. Fidel Castro kicked the dogs out, kicked them out, that they could have the wealth of their country. They have battered the man down. They have ridiculed the man. They have torn down the man's character. And America's wicked. You don't tell them you don't pay taxes. They will take it. Don't pay it and see what happens. All right. Let them say, don't lie to the government. See what they do to you. Tell them a little lie and see what happens. Tell them and see what they do. You're going to jail, period. No second chance on that. You're going to jail, period. This nation is worse than communists. It's worse than a communist, a true form of community. Communism was what they call a true form of common unity, or a sense of caring for the people as a whole. This nation cares for nothing. And that's why the children are that way. They don't care for the parent. The scripture says that children have become the oppressors. Are not they oppressing this generation? Yes, they are. The women rule over today. They rule over the emotions of their husband, their feelings. They can't even get the right because the wives rule over. That's not Yah. That's the wickedness there. Come on, daughters. I'm telling you all that. There have been many men driven from their home because of your mouths. Only thing you have to do is have a quiet and a meek ruach spirit. Hallelujah. And then the land dog you went to, he wanted you for himself, so he told you, lie, just leave him. And then he's creeping in there at 10 o'clock at night, and you sense this loneliness, and you find yourself doing something that's wrong. These dogs do that. Hallelujah. What about that prosecutor down there in Florida? Put all these people in jail. He flies from Florida to Chicago to have a liaison with a 5-year-old child. What a dog. What a dog. Put many men in prison that were not even guilty. He flies up to Chicago, set him up. It was in him all the time. Hallelujah. That just doesn't happen overnight. A man begins to do that. This is a wicked nation. We cannot be a part of. We must come out of this nation and all nations. We must be governed by the Torah of Yah. And what they ask us to do, it is not an oppressive thing to us. Because it does. If it runs contrary to the Torah, we will not do it. We will obey the Torah. And so that's why we pray for those that are in power and rule, that we can live a quiet and a life of shalom in the midst of a wicked nation like this nation. It is a wicked nation. And no one wants to challenge it. These lion dogs, the Benny Hens and all that, they're getting filthy rich. They're not going to say anything about it. Hallelujah. There's a daughter that writes to me. She sends tremendous offerings. She began to listen. And she says to me, Pastor Roberts, my whole situation, my marriage, my husband, it has changed because I've become submitted unto the Torah of Yah. And I bless you. I've given to the TBNs, the Benny Hens, and the TD Jakes, and the snakes, and the creeping dollars. And she says, I'm going to give to Yahweh's congregation, and I will see. And she's within 3 or 4 months, her whole life has been transformed, has been changed. What does Pastor Robert scar her? Of course I do. Try to cut her head off like I do with your head. Ain't nothing in our heads but mess. We need the head of Yahshua. He needs to be our head. We got mess in our heads. That's what's messed us up. Bunch of mess. Get it right. Hallelujah. Let me read a few more scriptures before I close. Hallelujah. This is the word of Yah. It says in Mishli, Proverbs 3, and we are an envious generation, we envy the wicked. It says in Mishli 3, Proverbs 3, verse 31, the words of wisdom says, envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward or the perverted is an abomination to Yah, but his secret is with the tzaddikim, the righteous. The curse of Yah is in the house of who? But he blesses the habitation of the wicked. He blesses the habitation of the Sadiqa. The curse of Yah is in the house of the wicked, right? Is this government one, a wicked government? Has the world, the Olam, been given into the hands of the wicked. So is there a curse in this nation? The families are cursed. Your sons and your daughters. Mama, you that have the ability or the strength of y'all to maintain your daughters and your fathers, your sons on the right course. You better fall down every night and bless y'all. In a cursed nation like this, that draw your children from the breast of the milk of your sincerity, of your love, and draw them to a false illusion, you better fall down. You don't choose the ways of the oppressor. You don't walk like the Americans. You don't walk like the Russians. You walk like Yahshua. Choose under the ways of the oppressor. He cursed. His curse dwells in the house, the bayit of the wicked. But he blesses the habitation, the dwelling place of the tzaddik and the righteous. Who are they that are righteous? Who are righteous? By our works, whom Yah has justified. You elected them, they're mine. But he's not doing anything worth him, he's still mine. That one. But look at him, he's going to meet the mark. Just like Shaltan, he went when the sons of Yah came to give Yah the report. Yah knows everything. They came and said, Eob Yisrael, she's having her struggles. The sons and daughters, they're performing rituals of idolatry. Yah says, I'm going to give them over into the hands of the Philistines. I'm going to give them over unto the Hittites. I'm going to allow the Jebusites to oppress them. And I'm going to bear their nakedness. And I'm going to allow them to cause them to be destroyed. Send the Jebusites against the Hittites. But yet, the true remnant of Israel, Eob, he's set steadfast and he's assured. Shaltan came and says, I know you got a hedge about him, but if you let the hedge come down, he would curse you to your face. Yah says, he's going to reach the mark. What I will do, Shaltan, I'll give him into your hands. He has given us into the hands of the powers of hell. Come on, my brothers and sisters. This is the wicked government. He said, but there's one thing you cannot do. You can do everything you want to. You can abuse him, you can bruise him, you can take his children, but you cannot touch the life of the testimony in him, the witness of the promise of hope that I put in him. You can't touch that. Touch his body, touch everything, you can't touch that. How about that? That's his defense. Nothing else. I'm not going to fight for him. Nothing. You touch everything. But that defense of that testimony, that's why many have fallen. They don't have the testimony of Yahshua. If not the Torah and the testimony of Yahshua is in them, they have no light. And see, Eob, he waited for the promise. He was waiting for that promise. Yes, he was. He said, touch everything but that. And the devil said, I tell you what, I like that. He'll crumble. Yah says, he's yours. And that's why he's given us over into the hands of this wicked government for a season. It's only for a short season. And we sense the oppression in our minds. You wake up in the morning, oppressed. You wake up in the morning, heart pressed. Yah tells us, rejoice. Even when you're pressing again, he says, just rejoice. What? Just act crazy in the morning. It'd be something, the wife get up, she just start leaping for joy. I said, what's wrong with you, woman? He promised to see, like what Ella Martin just did. He started doing that. Well, maybe he may, well, I said, well, you doing that? I mean, woohoo! Don't try with me, Sister Roberts. Don't try it, because I know it's you. She will do that. I feel like doing that this morning. Let me get up first. Hallelujah. So he tells us what to do. Hallelujah. Let me close with this last verse. Yah is wonderful, isn't he? And I barak him for his Hamashiach, Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the character of the Ruach of a true believer of Yah. It says in 1 John chapter 3 in verse 11, for this is the Bezorah, the message that you heard from the Bereshit, the beginning, that we should love one another. That is the character of true Yisrael, that we love one another. Listen. Verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, that Rasha one. He was of the wicked one. And murdered his brother. Well, if you hate your brother or sister without a cause, you are a murderer. That murdered his brother. And wherefore murdered he him? Because his own works were what? They were evil. And his brother's works were what? Sadiq. See, a righteous man, the Sadiq man of Yah, his works, his actions are Sadiq. And those that are murderers of the nature of Cain, they will murder their brothers and their sisters. And they will ostracize, they will belittle, they will try to destroy them. That's not Yah. Hallelujah. This world is given to the hands of the wicked. For season. For what? For our assurance. For the kingdom of Yah is going to come. And he's going to restore all things. All things. Hallelujah. The climate, the air, everything. Everything is going to be restored. Hallelujah. He's going to restore all things. And we're going to dwell here upon this earth. Well, I don't believe that. You don't have to believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Do you believe? How many of y'all believe 1 + 1 = 2? Come on, raise your hand. I want to say 1 + 1 = 2. How many of y'all believe that? How do you know it's 2? Who am I, brother? Who says it's 2? You have to add 1 + 1. You don't want him to do that. It will not equate 2. All right. Hallelujah. It won't. Little that a Sadiq man has of righteous is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. So the shalom of Yah is greater than all that the wicked could ever offer. May Yah's shalom rest upon Yisrael. May barak you all. May your hearts be fat today and filled with the gladness of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you all. We do barak you all that are listening on the live stream. As you join us here in the tabernacle, the bayat of Yah. As we come to the close of this message, may his shalom and the Shabbat rest upon you. And Shabbat shalom to you. This Shabbat be one of a Shabbaton. So may he bless you all. Be encouraged, be strengthened. I'm looking for the wonderful things of Yah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yah barak you all. Be encouraged. I am. Yeah. May his strength, may the power of Yahshua HaMashiach rest upon you all. He bless you all, Elder, Vitamin, all you that are listening, wherever you're listening from. Shalom Yisrael. The blessings of Yah fill the body of Yisrael today. Come on, Brother Patrick. Y'all come sing for us. Our song, you that are listening first time, may Yah barak you. May his strength rest upon you mightily. And may this service today be a blessing. But this song is for you all. May he enrich you all. May he bless you all. Hallelujah. All right. For you, Yisrael. Thank you.
Come on, lift your hands and shout. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all things we do berak you this day, Abba Yah. For the precious revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. So we ask you strengthen Israel. Just bless Israel. Watch over us and keep us and preserve us in the tikvah, the hope of Yahshua. We ask all things in that precious name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.